The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's begin with this one from Good Housekeeping. How can I unkink my body when I first wake up? Their answer, after lying in the same few positions overnight, it's natural to be stiff when you wake up. Morning stretching can increase circulation, help make your muscles more supple, and trigger a feedback loop between your muscles and your nerve system that signals your muscles to relax, says Beachbody Super Trainer Autumn Calabrese. The result is less stiffness and greater ease of movement, she adds. Here are a few feel-good morning stretches that are also effective, and you can do them right in bed. First, the figure four stretch. Lie on your back with your legs bent and your feet flat on the floor or flat on the bed. Keeping your right foot flexed, cross your right ankle over your left thigh just above your knee. Interlace your fingers behind your left thigh. Gently pull your left knee toward your chest until you feel a deep stretch in your glute. Hold the stretch 30 to 60 seconds, then repeat with your other leg. Then there's the seated spinal twist. Sit upright on your bed or the floor with both legs extended. With your core engaged, your back flat, and your left leg extended, bend your right leg and place your right foot flat on the floor or bed on the outside of your left thigh. Hug your right knee to your chest with your left arm as you rotate your torso to the right and place your right hand on the floor or bed behind you. Hold the stretch 30 to 60 seconds, switch sides, and repeat. And the chest stretch. Kneel upright on the bed or floor or stand tall on the floor with your feet hip-width apart. Relax your shoulders and interlace your fingers behind you, holding them away from your body. Squeeze your shoulder blades together as you lift your chest and pull your hands back and down. Hold 30 to 60 seconds. From Real Simple, if you're going to be having a New Year's Eve party or going to one, this might make a difference. Party animals. Here's how to throw a bash and make sure all the humans and animals have fun. If your pet is super timid, got a scaredy cat on your hands? Set up a room just for your cat with a litter box, food, water, and toys, says Marilyn Krieger, a certified cat behavior consultant in Redwood City, California. If there's a chance your feline might be interested in what's going on, set up a tunnel, paper bag, or box in a corner of the party room to make scoping out the scene feel easier or safer. For guests who want to nuzzle, tell them to hold out a finger and let your cat do the rest, Krieger advises. When cats want to be petted, they'll touch your finger with their mouth and turn their head. Scaredy dogs also need well-stocked sanctuaries located as far as possible from the action, preferably with calming music, a fan, or white noise on in the background. A thunder shirt, that's a vest that basically swaddles your pup, or a pheromone diffuser, like a plug-in scented oil but with calming chemicals for your pets, can tamp down anxiety too. If your pup is truly panicked around people, talk to your vet about medications that can help, or consider boarding dogs for the night, says Aaron Askeland, an animal health and behavior expert at Camp Bow Wow, a dog care service in Westminster, Colorado. If your pet is an overly social butterfly, you can keep your dog in a crate if he's used to it, in a separate room, or even outside until everyone is settled. Probably not now if we continue on with the cold weather we're having. Then bring him into the party on a leash to say hello. This way, you're minimizing the energy associated with the initial greeting, and your dog's not bum-rushing everyone. Still hyper, you can safely stash Fido in another room to keep him from bothering guests, unless he's a Velcro dog who whines and cries when you're apart. In that case, put him behind a baby gate or in an exercise pen so he can see you but doesn't have access to the guests, says Michael Shikashio, a certified dog behavior consultant in Nonook, Connecticut. You may also want to go this route if your dog is, well, a humper. Even the friendliest cat may keep some distance, but if he crawls onto someone's lap and won't get up, give your guest a toy to throw or distract your cat with something to play with nearby. And if your dog gets barky when the doorbell rings, yelling "be quiet" may be futile. Instead, ask your guests to text or call when they arrive, not knock or ring the doorbell. If your dog is barking at your guests because she's afraid of them, you can ask them to give her a treat. That way, she'll learn that when strangers come over, the treat party happens. Note, if your dog loves people and is barking for attention, treats can reinforce that behavior. In that case, you're better off trying to ignore her or removing her for a bit and bringing her back once she's mellow and ready to mingle. From Magnolia, games that gather. Pass the dice and the snack mix and let the good times roll. This would be for more of a family-oriented New Year's. Great games have the power to draw us together, any and all. Neighbors and fast friends, siblings and cousins. The competitive spirit, the easy laughter, the one who takes everything a little too seriously. A cleared kitchen table or living room floor becomes a common ground. Across the board or over a hand of cards, we see each other a little more generously, knowing this is a time to do nothing other than play. Ready, get set, play. Some games have stood the test of time for good reason. For a well-rounded game night, consider pairing a classic with a modern game that's new to everyone at the table. You never know what might become a new favorite. Here, we suggest some favorite games for groups of all sizes. If you have a large mix of ages in your group and can't find a board game that fits everyone, there's always the option to put categories in a hat and let the charades begin. For two players, they're showing recommendations for Battleship, Connect Four, Guess Who, Mancala, Backgammon, Chess, Checkers, and Mastermind. For two to four players, Candyland, Sorry, Trouble, Parcheesi, Twister, Rummy Cube, Scrabble, Dutch Bliss, Quirkle, Catan, and Blokus. And for two to six players, Chutes and Ladders, Operation, Clue, Chinese Checkers, Taboo, Mad Gab, Scattergories, Monopoly, The Game of Life, Trivial Pursuit, Yahtzee, Pictionary, Jenga, Wavelength, Ticket to Ride, Sequence, Tapple, Phase 10, Skip Bow, Code Names, and Heads Up. From Better Homes and Gardens, foods that soothe. Plan meals and snacks that will supply these all is calm, all is bright nutrients to help keep you on an even keel throughout the rest of the holiday season and beyond. The way that you eat does make a difference in how you feel mentally. Studies highly suggest that working the foods we're talking about here into your diet helps optimize your mood and your well-being. Leafy greens, calming credentials. Greens such as kale, spinach, and collards are rich in magnesium, which helps with our stress hormones. Magnesium plays a role in regulating cortisol and limits the toll stress hormones take on your body, explains Samantha Cassidy. More ways to get magnesium: nuts, seeds, and whole grains. Complex carbs, calming credentials. Because you metabolize complex carbs like beans slowly, they help maintain a more even blood sugar level, which keeps your energy levels steady and helps prevent the crankies. Not only that, Cassidy says, but they have nutrients such as B6 that help your body produce serotonin, the mood stabilizer. More ways to get complex carbs: whole grains and starchy vegetables like pumpkin, squash, and sweet potatoes. Seafood's calming credentials. Seafood, such as oysters and lobster, contain zinc, which has been linked to lower anxiety. Zinc is involved in the production of a calming brain chemical called GABA, G-A-B-A, Cassidy says. More ways to get it: beans, nuts, pumpkin seeds, and whole grains. probiotic foods. Calming credentials? Research suggests that people who incorporated probiotic-rich foods such as yogurt into their diets had lower levels of social anxiety. More ways to get them? Sauerkraut, try it on grilled cheese, or even blend it into a smoothie. And kimchi. Yogurt and citrus fruits, calming credentials, they contain B vitamins and B1, B2, B3, B6, B9, and B12. Help your body produce the feel-good brain chemicals serotonin and dopamine. More ways to get your B vitamins? Animal proteins like poultry, seafood, and grass-fed beef are good sources of B12. Leafy greens, avocados, bananas, and oats also have a variety of B vitamins. From Woman's Day, your health checklist, 5 little wellness moves to make right now. First, view art, feel boosted. Got a few minutes to kill? Check out a digital art exhibit. A new study found that people who spent just 3 minutes looking online at a painting by Claude Monet experienced a decrease in anxiety, loneliness, and negative mood. So you can go to si.edu/exhibitions, exhibitions/online, to look at Smithsonian exhibits. Sleep for a healthier heart. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of high-quality Z's every night. The American Heart Association recently added sleep to its considerations for optimal heart health. Also on the list, healthy diet, weight, blood pressure, and blood glucose and lipids, physical activity, and not being exposed to nicotine. So see a doc if you're tired after a full night of shut-eye, a sign of sleep apnea. Schedule your flu shot if you haven't already. That's an obvious one, but those who got at least one flu shot in 4 years were 40% less likely to develop Alzheimer's. So make sure if you haven't yet, get that flu shot in. Try Nordic walking. People with coronary artery disease who did 12 weeks of Nordic walking, that's walking with special poles, had a bigger increase in aerobic endurance, a capacity needed for everyday activities, than those who did other exercises. Nordic walking may engage upper body and core muscles and take stress off knees. So pick poles tall enough to align your thumb and elbow at a 90-degree angle. Get fruity. The more often people eat fruit, the better their mental health. Per a recent study, which found the opposite for folks who frequently consumed low-nutrient snacks. Interestingly, no similar correlation was shown with regard to veggies. In winter, reach for low-sugar vitamin C-rich fruits like kiwis. And from Woman's Day, terrific for you. Sipping a warm cup isn't just a cozy me moment. It's also great for your heart. Black and green teas both contain powerful antioxidants called polyphenols, which studies suggest can help keep good and bad cholesterol levels in balance, regulate blood sugar, and lower blood pressure, all important heart disease risk factors to manage. Become a tea person in no time. Make it a ritual. Try this trick for getting a new habit to stick. Attach it to an existing one. If you usually grab a soda to power through your afternoon, explore unsweetened or low-sugar iced tea instead. Or replace your second cup of joe with a stimulating mug of caffeinated tea. Swap your sweetener. Enjoy your tea with a hint of sweetness. Stir in manuka honey instead of cane sugar. It has antioxidants and antimicrobial properties that sugar doesn't, so you'll get that sweet taste with a health boost. And it says, heart smart, good sleep, and heart health go hand in hand. Sip herbal tea before bed to lull you to dreamland. There's even a flavor called sleepy time, I believe, that might help you sleep. From Real Simple, if you're going to be having a party, they offer some tips for the food part anyway, or drink part. How much to serve? No host wants to run out of food, but you also don't want to be swimming in leftovers. Eliza Marshall, co-owner and creative director of Maman, a New York City-based cafe that hosts more than 300 events a year, shares her strategies. First, know your audience. Are your friends enthusiastic eaters or more interested in cocktails and socializing? Keep this in mind when planning. Do the math. Figure that each guest will eat about 5 pieces of food per hour of the party. Heartier items like small sandwiches still count as 1 piece each. For things like dips, 2 tablespoons is a safe serving size. Just make sure you have enough total pieces. Multiply 5 by the number of guests and then by the number of party hours. Have a fallback. Stock up on extra non-perishables like crackers, olives, nuts, bread, and olive oil, in case your crowd eats more than you anticipated, and there's more on that one later. Start slowly. If you're serving a dish whose leftovers won't keep well after sitting out for a while, like queso, serve half and hold back the remainder. You can always replenish. And plan the drinks. For a 2 to 3 hour event, aim for a half bottle of wine or up to 4 beers per person, depending on what your peeps prefer. If you're serving cocktails, you should be safe with 3 per person. Remember, some people will drink more and others less. To figure out how much liquor to buy for a signature cocktail, tap that calculator app on your phone again. Multiply the amount of liquor in your recipe by the number of guests and then by 3. For a pitcher cocktail, just double or triple or quadruple the recipe as needed so you have enough for 3 drinks for everyone. And some nice-to-have extras? Pad out your spread with some bonus store-bought stuff. These are some of our go-tos. Antipasto, cheese straws, cured meats, dried fruit, fancy potato chips, mini quiches, pickled green beans or okra, popcorn, roasted chickpeas, seasonal fruit, spanakopitas, samosas, dumplings or empanadas from the freezer aisle, spiced nuts, and tinned oysters or mussels. And then they offer some easy party foods to make. Mini goat cheese balls. Active time and total time are both 15 minutes, and this makes 20 cheese balls. We need 8 ounces fresh soft goat cheese, 1 tablespoon freshly ground black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/2 cup unsweetened dried cherries or cranberries, finely chopped, 1/3 of a cup finely chopped fresh flat leaf parsley from a bunch, and 1 tablespoon toasted sesame seeds. Use a spoon to mash together the cheese, pepper, and salt in a medium bowl until well combined. Stir together cherries, parsley, and sesame seeds in a shallow dish. Roll cheese mixture into 20 balls, about 2 teaspoons each. Roll balls in cherry mixture and press to coat. Roasted red pepper dip. Active time is 10 minutes. Total time is 20, and it serves 10. We need 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons olive oil divided, 2 large cloves garlic chopped, 1 teaspoon smoked paprika, 1/4 teaspoon crushed red pepper, optional, 1/4 cup tomato paste, 1 cup roasted unsalted cashews, 2 12-ounce jars roasted red bell peppers, drained and rinsed, 2 teaspoons red wine vinegar, 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt, flaky sea salt for garnish, and crudités, toasted pita triangles and or pita chips for serving. Heat 1/4 cup oil in a small skillet over medium. Add garlic and cook, stirring constantly until fragrant, about 1 minute. Add paprika and, if using, crushed red pepper. Cook, stirring constantly until spices are fragrant and slightly darker in color, about 30 seconds. Carefully stir in tomato paste. Cook until evenly mixed and heated through. Mixture won't be completely smooth. About 2 minutes. Transfer to a small bowl and let stand for 10 minutes. Place cashews in a food processor. Process until fine, about 30 seconds. Add roasted red peppers, vinegar, kosher salt, tomato paste mixture, and remaining 2 tablespoons oil. Process, scraping down the sides of the bowl once or twice until mostly smooth, 30 seconds to a minute. Spoon the mixture into a bowl and garnish with flaky sea salt. Serve with crudités, pita triangles, and or pita chips. And their third one, rosemary honey prosciutto crisps. Active time is 10 minutes, total time is 35, and this makes 20 nice size crisps, according to the picture. We need 8 ounces thinly sliced prosciutto, about 20 slices. Notice how it makes 20 crisps, and you're using about 20 slices. 2 sprigs rosemary, and 1/4 cup honey. That's all the ingredients. Preheat oven to 375. Line 2 large-rimmed baking sheets with parchment paper. Lay prosciutto slices flat on the baking sheets in a single layer. Bake prosciutto in batches if needed until crisp, 12 to 15 minutes. Meanwhile, place rosemary in a small skillet and cover with honey. Bring to a boil over medium, stirring gently to move rosemary through the honey once or twice. Reduce heat to low. Simmer until fragrant, about 1 minute. Then discard the rosemary. Remove prosciutto from oven and immediately brush lightly with warm honey. If honey thickens as it cools, rewarm over low. Refrigerate leftover honey for up to 3 weeks. Let prosciutto cool completely on baking sheets about 10 minutes. From Good Housekeeping, from the experts in their kitchen, Cook Plus Savor. Get the party started. Cheese and crackers can get a glow up for the holiday. Choose just one, a few, or all of these tasty combos for an easy appetizer that can't be beat. And these are just, they're showing a bunch of options, all on saltine crackers. First, feta, cheese, plus honeycomb, plus thyme, plus lemon zest. Next, mozzarella, plus pepperdew pepper, and then parsley. Then aged gouda, plus slices, a little slice or wedge of pear, plus a little maple syrup. Then labneh, I'm not sure, I don't know what that is, but it looks like a soft cheese, pomegranate seeds, and za'atar, and mint. Then blue cheese, plus dried apricot, plus candied pecan. These are all very attractive looking, too. Then cottage cheese, plus cucumber, plus chili crisp. Next one, brie, plus sliced red grapes, plus whole grain mustard. And last, manchego cheese plus Spanish chorizo and scallion. These are very attractive, but you get the idea. You almost can't go wrong if you pick a few different things to stick on a cracker, right? And let's see what else we have. And from Good Housekeeping, Food Swaps, it's game day. Cheer on your team while enjoying these delicious alternatives to the usual less-than-healthy noshes. Another winning move, portion control. Put food on a plate instead of picking from a platter. So instead of fried chicken wings, they offer air fryer wings. Air frying can drastically reduce the fat and calories while still giving wings that rich, crispy texture. Instead of hot dogs, go with chicken sausage. Swap in a lean chicken or turkey sausage for a hot dog. You'll get great flavor with less fat and calories and often few or no additives. Instead of queso, go with guacamole. Molten cheese isn't the healthiest. Creamy guac brings healthy fats and anti-inflammatory benefits. Veggie strips make great chips. And instead of chips, they offer popcorn as an option. Munch on fiber-filled, air-popped popcorn instead. For flavor, add nutritional yeast or ranch seasoning. And instead of regular crust pizza, go with thin crust pizza. Stick with thin crust options and pair pizza with veggies for some filling fiber. From Women's Day, a lot of people do some kind of pork for New Year's, especially people from the North, so they offer roast pork with sweet potatoes and chard. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time is 25, and it serves four. We need three medium sweet potatoes, about 1 1/4 pounds, cut into half-inch pieces. 3 tablespoons olive oil divided, kosher salt and pepper, 1 1/4 pound pork tenderloin, 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 2 tablespoons fennel seeds, 2 cloves garlic pressed, 2 bunches of Swiss chard, trimmed and chopped, and 1 14-ounce can low-sodium white beans, rinsed. And heat oven to 450. On a large rimmed baking sheet, toss sweet potatoes with 2 tablespoons oil and 1/4 teaspoon each, salt and pepper, and roast 5 minutes. Nestle pork among potatoes, brush with tomato paste, and sprinkle with fennel seeds, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 2 teaspoons pepper. Roast until potatoes are golden brown and tender, and then thermometer inserted into the pork registers 145 degrees. Transfer pork to a cutting board and let it rest at least 5 minutes. Meanwhile, in saucepan, heat remaining tablespoon oil on medium, add garlic, and saute 1 minute. Add chard and 1/8 teaspoon salt and cook, tossing occasionally until just tender, 6 to 7 minutes. Add beans and cook to heat through 2 minutes, then toss with sweet potatoes. Slice pork and serve with sweet potato and white bean and chard mixture. From Good Housekeeping, herbal infusion. Sipping tea is just one way to embrace the cozy. Comforting herbal tea is popular worldwide and for good reason. Not only is it subtly flavorful, but also it contains natural antioxidant substances called polyphenols. We touched on this before. Here are a few new ways to incorporate these little sachets of joy. Liven up your morning oatmeal by swapping in chamomile or apple cinnamon herbal tea for the water. You'll get fantastic flavor and natural sweetness without adding sugar. Substitute in chai tea for the water or milk your pumpkin bread or other winter loaf calls for. Another favorite of mine is using peppermint tea in lieu of water or milk in brownies. A little bit goes a long way. Use a cooled tart tea like hibiscus along with some fruit bites such as kiwi or berries for perfect natural, no sugar added, frozen pops. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.